HTTP and HTTPS. HTTP is the protocol used for browsing websites. When you type a URL in your browser uses HTTP to request a web page from a server. HTTPS is the secure version, encrypting the data between your browser and the server, protecting your personal info like credit card details on sites like bank.com. TCP. TCP is the backbone of the internet. TCP breaks data into packets and ensures they reach their destination. Think of it as sending a letter in multiple envelopes to ensure safe arrival. IP handles the addresses, ensuring the packets are sent to the right computer, much like a postal system delivering mail to the correct address. DNS. Think of DNS as the internet's phone book. When you type google.com in your browser, DNS translates that domain into an IP address, which your computer uses to find the correct web server. Without DNS, you need to remember numbers for every website. DHCP. When you connect to Wi-Fi, your router uses DHCP to automatically assign an IP address to your device. Without DHCP, you'd need to manually assign an IP to each device, which would be a hassle every time you connect to a network. SFTP. SFTP is like FTP, but with added security. Imagine sending files over an encrypted line, ensuring no one can intercept them. It's ideal for securely transferring sensitive files, like login credentials or personal documents, to a remote server. SMTP. SMTP is used to send emails. When you send an email through your Gmail account, SMTP ensures it reaches the recipient's email server. It's like a postal worker sending your message across the internet to the right email inbox. IMAP. IMAP is used to access and manage emails on a server. For example, if you're checking your email from your phone and laptop, IMAP keeps the email synced on both devices. It's perfect for accessing your email from multiple devices without losing your data. POP3. POP3 downloads emails from the server and stores them on your device. When you read your emails, they're removed from the server. It's best for users who only access their email on one device, but it's less flexible than IMAP. ICMP. ICMP is used for sending error messages and operational information. For example, when you use the ping command to check if a website is reachable, ICMP responds with how long it took to reach the destination. ARP. ARP helps devices on a local network discover each other's physical MAC addresses. For instance, if a computer knows an IP address but not the MAC address, it sends an ARP request to map the IP to the MAC. SNMP. SNMP is used to monitor and manage devices in a network like routers or printers. Network administrators use SNMP to track device health, usage, and configuration. BGP. BGP exchanges routing information between different networks on the internet. BGP helps direct traffic across the internet, ensuring data packets follow the best path to their destination. And finally, SSL and TLS encrypts data between devices for secure online communication. For example, when you make an online purchase, SSL/TLS ensures that your credit card information is encrypted, protecting it from hackers while it travels over the internet. And that's a wrap on network protocols explained in the fastest way possible. Thanks for watching.